Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. How did they get to Lake Chelan back when? From times long past through the early days of non-Indian settlement, the primary means of reaching Lake Chelan was on trails, some blazed by Indians, others by game or wildlife. The Columbia River was less than 4 miles from the lake, but passage between the two at their nearest point was exceedingly difficult. One prominent foot trail ran from Navarre Coulee on the Columbia northeast about 7 miles to what is now the state park, and this was used most frequently by the earliest settlers. Other trails pierced the forest at the north end of the lake, from which the settlements on the south could be reached by boat. The city of Ellensburg, the only steam vessel operating on the Upper Columbia River from 1888 to 1897, and James Hill's Great Northern Railroad, both brought travelers near, but not to, Lake Chelan. Not until 1914 did the railroad extend up to the mouth of the Chelan River, still miles from the lake. As part of the short-lived Camp Chelan project, the Army in 1879 had cut a circuitous wagon road that linked the camp to White Bluffs down near the Washington-Oregon border. The last 3 miles of this road on the north end was a steep stretch up the north side of the Chelan River Gorge. In 1891, a Chelan Falls pioneer, Laughlin McLean, carved a second wagon road to the lake, this one along the south side of the gorge. For the next 40 years, these two roads would provide the primary access to the lake from the south. A young boy traveling from Chelan Station to the lake in 1915 described the frightening last leg of the trip something like this. My mother, sister, and I were all eyes when we got off the train at Chelan Station and looked at that hill opposite the river. Where we came from, anything over a 0.5% grade was called a hill. The transfer picked us up. It was pulled with a 4-horse team. I can still hear that teamster's commanding voice as the traces came tight with a jerk, and we started up. When I say up, I mean up. The horses' bellies were not far off the ground. On the second switchback, I looked back and down, and I'll swear it was 100 feet of nothing. I was most frightened 5-year-old boy in the state of Washington. A wagon road connected the towns of Chelan and Lakeside, and in 1889, a wooden bridge was built that spanned the Chelan River where it left the lake, joining the settlements on either side. In later years, there was an attempt to build an electric railway from the Columbia River to the town, but it never materialized. And that's the way it was. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.